We'll come now to our Bible reading for this evening in the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke and the chapter number 5. Luke's Gospel and the chapter 5. And we begin to read from verse number 27. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, and verse number 27. And it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 27. And it says, "And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Amen. The Lord Jesus always did the will of his Father when he was here upon earth. And the Saviour's ministry was full of preaching. He met with many different people and he performed those mighty miracles that showed him to be truly the Saviour sent from God. And at times, the Lord Jesus had to separate himself from the people who at times thronged him. And he went to be alone and to rest and to pray to his Father. We read of that in Luke chapter 5 and verse 16. And it says, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." After these times of fellowship, the Lord would return again to his public ministry. Here in Luke chapter 5, from verses 18 down to 26, we have the record of the Lord healing a paralyzed man who was brought to him by his four friends. And in verses 20 and 21, we read that the religious leaders among the Jews were angry because the Lord forgave this man's sin as well as healing his body. And they said, "Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And it is a wonderful truth tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is God and that he alone has power to forgive sin. And after these events then, we read of the Lord Jesus going out of the town. Verse 27 it says, "And after these things he went forth." The Gospel of Mark chapter 2 and verse 13 tells us that he went out to the seaside. And it was there beside the sea that the Lord met a man called Levi. It was after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi. The first man in the Bible who had this name, Levi, was the third son of Jacob. And the name Levi means joined. And it was his mother's hope when he was born that his birth would join her to his father, Jacob, forever. The tribe of Levi was the tribe that Moses belonged to. It was the tribe of the high priest and the priests and those who served in the temple. And so this man, Levi, had a famous name. He had a great heritage among the people of God, but he himself was not saved. He had not yet met the Lord Jesus Christ. He had another name. He was also called Matthew. And as we compare the gospel records, we can see very clearly that Matthew and Levi are the same person. Matthew was not such a famous name in the Old Testament history, But that name would become famous as the man who met the Lord Jesus Christ by the seaside recorded the first book of the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew, and his name has been read and known by millions of people over the past 2,000 years. And when you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will give you work to do, and he will make your life fruitful and blessed in ways that you could never imagine. I'd like to think about this particular man tonight and think about the conversion of Levi. The conversion of Levi. We can think first of all about the call he received. The call he received. Levi, on this day, when the Lord sees him, he receives a call, and it is a call to follow Christ. To follow Christ. We're told, and after these things, he, that is the Lord, went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. That is the call of the gospel. The call to be saved is the call of God to our hearts. It was the call of the Lord Jesus to this man. And the call to be saved is not the call of a religion. It's not the call of a particular church. It's not the call of a preacher. It is the call of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ called this man personally, and he said to him, follow me. And today, the Lord Jesus Christ is still calling. He calls through the preaching of his word. He calls through the work of the Holy Spirit. He calls individuals. He calls men. He calls women. He calls boys. He calls girls. And today he is calling. He could be calling you right now as you're listening. He could be speaking to your heart, saying to you that you must follow me. And when the Lord Jesus called Levi personally, those were the words that he spoke. He said, follow me. It's the same call of Christ today. Follow me. You see, there are many today who follow very scrupulously the rules of their own particular religion. Or they follow the traditions of their family. Or they're following the trends of modern society. Or they're following whatever they think will bring them wealth and health and happiness. And many across the world are following the corrupt and sinful desires of their own hearts. But the call of Christ is to leave our own thoughts and our own desires and all that is of ourself and to follow him. Follow me, is what the Saviour said. And I wonder tonight, are you following him? Do you believe on the Son of God who came into the world to live and to die and to shed his blood on the cross to cleanse away sin, the one who rose again from the dead, the one who is God, the one who is alive forevermore, the one who alone is the Saviour of sinners? Have you given your heart to him? Do you know what it is to follow him? To follow him, you must leave your own religious ideas. You must leave your sin. And here is a great problem for many that prevents many from following him. There are many who would love to be saved, love to have peace with God, love to be in heaven. Many who would like to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but they want to hold on to their sins. They don't want to leave their sins behind. But if you hear that voice of the Saviour calling you, saying, follow me, it is a call that requires of you that you repent of sin. And that in your heart you turn from your sin with a desire truly to leave your sins behind and to follow him with all of your heart. That is the call that Levi heard. It was a call to follow Christ. And that is the call of the Saviour tonight. Follow me. It was a call to follow Christ. But this call that he received it at work. He received this call at work. Verse 27, and after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. As the Lord Jesus was travelling By the seaside, he saw Levi. And we're told Levi was a publican. He was a tax collector. He worked for the Roman government, collecting taxes from the people. Israel at that time was governed by Imperial Rome, and Levi, a Jew, he worked for this foreign government that had invaded his country and controlled the land at this time. And he would sit at a raised platform to do his work. We're told that he was sitting at the receipt of custom. He was busy doing his day's work. His work was not honest work. The Romans used Jewish employees to collect taxes for them. And the tax collectors, they made themselves rich because they charged more than the Romans required and they kept the extra for themselves. And we do not know for certain, we're not told, that Levi himself participated in that dishonest practice, but according to the customs of the time, it was most likely that he did. And he worked in an area that was beside the Sea of Galilee. It was an area where there was much trade and where he had great opportunity to make a lot of money. Verse 29 tells us that he organized a great feast in his own house, so he was a rich man, but having all of this wealth did not make him right before God. It's possible to be rich and to become rich by dishonest means. And the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. And at this time, when the Lord met Levi, the tax collectors, of which he was one, were considered to be the worst of people in society. And often in the Gospels we read of publicans and sinners. They are put together as a description of the most evil people in society. We have that here in this passage in verse 30. The scribes and Pharisees say, "Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" It's a description of the worst of people. We have it again over in Luke chapter 15 and verse number 1. It says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him." Over in the book of Matthew and chapter 21 and verse 31, at the end of that verse, it says that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. In that instance, it's the publican and the harlots that are put together. And so Levi was considered to be one of the worst sinners in his community because he was a tax collector. And yet the Lord Jesus met this man and called this man when he was doing this dishonest work. And over in Luke chapter 7 and verse 34, we're told that the religious leaders accused the Lord Jesus of being a friend of publicans and sinners. And they meant it as an insult. They questioned the Lord's conduct in meeting with sinful people. And the Lord Jesus Christ tonight is the friend of sinners. But not in the way that his accusers said. He is the friend of sinners, but he doesn't excuse sin. He calls on sinners to repent of their sin and to follow him. But he is the friend of sinners. The Lord Jesus preached in synagogues and in buildings like this that were set aside for worship. But he also went out and he met people at their place of work, in their homes, on their journeys. As the friend of sinners, he went out and met them where they were to call them to repent and to follow him. He met this man at his place of work. Perhaps the Lord has been speaking to you at your place of work through some friend or colleague who's witnessed to you there, or perhaps by some means you find yourself even listening to this message at your place of work. But wherever you are, as you hear the word, whether you're here in the building or somewhere else, the Lord comes to where you are to speak to your heart as the friend of sinners and to say to you, "Follow me." Levi heard this call when he was at his work, and it was sinful, dishonest work. But the great friend of sinners said, "Follow me." Wherever you are tonight and wherever you are in your sin or in your life, the Lord speaks to you directly and calls you, says, "Follow me." The call that he heard. But as we think about the conversion of Levi, we have secondly the response he gave. The response he gave. We're told in verse 28, after hearing that call, "Follow me," verse 28 says, "And he left all, rose up, and followed him." What a response. We're told that he left all. When he heard that call, "Follow me," he got up and he left everything behind. He left his little platform where he worked for the Roman government. He left his dishonest ways. He left his sinful practices. He left his old religious affiliation behind. He left the security of a regular income. The call came to his heart, "Follow me," and he knew that he must follow the Saviour. And he knew that he must follow the Saviour, and to do that he had to leave his old life behind. And so he got up and he left all to follow the Lord. And tonight you must understand that you cannot follow the Lord if you will not leave your old life behind. You cannot follow the Lord and hold on to your old ways, the old corruptions, the old attitudes of your heart, the old sinful practices, the ways of dishonesty, the ways of cheating and lying, the ways of seeking to become rich by deceitful means, the ways of immorality, whatever the sin may be that you have lived in and lived for. To follow the Lord, you must leave it all behind. And when you get saved, you don't always have to give up your employment as Levi did. If your employment is honest work, then you can continue with it. You don't have to give away all of your possessions when you get saved. The Lord knows that you have need of physical possessions, but you must leave your sin. You must leave all false religion. You must stop trusting in any other hope in this world other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what it means to leave all for the Lord's sake. You come to a point where nothing else matters other than following him. And you'll give up whatever you need to give up to be able to follow him. He left all to follow the Savior. And leave all for him tonight. He's worthy for you to leave all for him. He left all. And then we're told that he rose up and he followed him. He left all, rose up, and followed the Lord. He rose up and he followed the Lord. He physically rose up out of the seat that he was in and he followed the Lord. And it was the beginning of his journey of faith. And spiritually, when we are saved, spiritually speaking, there is a rising up in our hearts when someone repents of sin, when he or she trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ, that person is raised up by the power of God. And when we trust in Christ for our salvation, we receive the forgiveness of sins and we receive that perfect righteousness before God. That righteousness of the Lord Jesus has given to us. We receive eternal life and we are raised up to new and eternal life. Levi was the one who stood up that day. He got up and he followed the Lord, and he was able to do that only because of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ working in his heart, causing him to have the faith and the desire to rise up and to follow him. And by the grace of God, those who are saved are raised up. And remember, and always remember, and never forget that sin will bring you down. Sin brings us down. Sin drags you down. Sin will drag your soul down into darkness and to fear and into hopelessness and into hell's torment forever. Sin will bring you down, but by the power of Christ, when you repent and believe, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you're raised up out of your sin, out of darkness, out of hopelessness, into life forevermore. The psalmist described it so wonderfully in Psalm 40 and verses 1 and 2. Psalm 40, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He raises us up when we trust in him, and he establishes our goings. He gives us strength to follow him. Those who are saved are raised up and given strength to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord said of his own people in John chapter 10 and verse 27. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And we follow him by his grace. We follow him by praying in his name. We follow him by reading his word, by obeying his word, by confessing our sins to him when we fail, receiving his forgiveness by faith. We follow him by seeking to do his will every day of our lives. We follow him by trusting him to give us strength to live day by day. We follow him when we are saved. And if you hear tonight that call of Christ, that unique and personal and powerful call saying, "Follow me," then obey his call. Do what he says, and by his power he will spiritually raise you up, and you will follow him. The response that he gave, he left all, and he rose up, and he followed the Lord. Oh, that you would do that tonight if you're not saved. As we think about the conversion of Levi, we have the call that he heard. We have the response that he gave. And then one final thing, we have the hospitality he provided. The hospitality he provided. He provided hospitality, first of all, for the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 29 says, "And Levi made him," that is the Lord, "a great feast in his own house." Levi prepared a great feast for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture emphasizes that it was in his own house. Now that Levi was saved, now that he had been converted, the Lord Jesus Christ is welcome in his home. And as the Lord's people, our homes should be places where the Lord is welcome. And worshipping the Lord and praising the Lord and praying to the Lord and reading the scriptures are not things that are only for public worship, but they should be part of our lives at home as well. And when our hearts are changed by the Lord, our homes will be changed also. We must remember that as his people, the Lord is always with us. He sees what happens in our homes. He sees our attitudes. He sees our behavior to those that we live with. He sees and hears all that happens in our homes. And so we must remember the great importance of following him in private at home, just as much as in public when we are at church. And a Christian home should be a place where the Lord Jesus Christ is honored. There should not be bad language or immoral behavior in our homes. If we desire the Lord's blessing upon us, our homes should be places where the Lord Jesus Christ is welcome, where we serve him and love him and obey him and worship him in our homes as we live for him every day. Now that Levi was saved, the Lord was welcome in his home, and he provided this great feast for the Lord. This hospitality was for the Lord, but it was also for Levi's friends. He did it for his friends. Verse 29, "And Levi made him," that is the Lord, "a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him." It speaks of a great number of other tax collectors and others who were at that feast that day. And we must assume that they also were there with Levi's invitation. And he was so thrilled that he was now saved and he knew the Lord Jesus Christ, that he used his home as a way of bringing others, those that he worked with, his friends, to meet with the Lord Jesus as well. And there was a considerable sacrifice in this. Remember, he had just left his employment. He'd walked away from that work that he was doing. He didn't have a regular income anymore. This great feast would would have cost him a large amount of money. But he knew that he would only have this opportunity once. Remember, he'd left all. He had left the place where he worked. He was going now to be travelling around with the Lord Jesus Christ. He would not be working with those colleagues that he had worked with up to this point, collecting taxes anymore. He wouldn't any longer beyond this point see his neighbours or his friends regularly, or perhaps some of these people he would never meet again. And so while he still had contact with them, while he still was in communications with them, he wanted them to have the opportunity to meet with the Lord. And sometimes to be witnesses for the Lord requires us to make sacrifices for him. And Levi made a sacrifice here. There was expense involved, and his sacrifice was rewarded when the Lord, who was in his home, preached the gospel in his home to the people who were there. We read in verse 30 of the religious leaders criticizing the Lord, as they so often did, and they did it by attacking his disciples, verse 30, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" And the Lord responds to their criticism by presenting the gospel. Verse 31, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The Lord said to that great gathering of people, the religious, the tax collectors, other friends and associates of Levi, he says, people that are sick don't need to see a doctor. And he said, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And he explains that if someone doesn't realize that he is sick, they're not going to seek medical treatment. And he applies the truth spiritually. And he says, those that do not realize that they are sinners do not realize that they need to be saved. The religious leaders thought that they were righteous. They thought that their religious works and their religious rituals made them holy before God. And so the Lord had no message for them, because they did not believe that they needed him. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And there is a solemn thought there, that those who do not see themselves as sinners, those who think they're good enough to get to heaven without God's salvation, the Lord has no message for them. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He calls sinners to repentance. Sinners like Levi. Sinners who are lost in their sin. Sinners who are going down to hell. Sinners who are going out to darkness and facing the eternal wrath of God. Sinners without hope. Sinners who know that they are sinners. Sinners who know that they cannot save themselves. Sinners like you and me, the Savior came to save. And he calls sinners today to repent. That is his message. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He calls to repentance. And if you know that you're a sinner tonight, you know that you're guilty before God, you know that your sin deserves hell, you know that you're going out to judgment, the Savior calls you to repent. You personally to repent. He calls you just as he called to Levi, to leave your sin. He calls to you and he says, follow me. And if you hear him calling, then may you have the same response that Levi had. May you spiritually rise up. Leave all else that you trust in, all of your sin, and follow him. Amen. We trust that it will be so for the Saviour's sake. Let us pray. Our loving Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who calls for the lost sheep to come and to follow him. And we give thanks for the greatness of the privilege. We can never fully grasp it, but we know that it is a privilege to follow him. We give thanks for our blessed Saviour, for all that he has done for us. And we give thanks that those of us who are saved, that we can say that he is mine and I am his forever and forever, and that we are following him until that day that we will see him face to face, and that we will enter into bliss, and that we will be in thy presence in glory, saved through the blood of Christ our Saviour. We give thanks for him, and we pray for any who may not be saved, and we pray for them tonight, wherever they are connected with this fellowship. We pray that they would hear that voice of Christ calling them to follow thee. And we pray that by thy grace they would leave all, that they would rise up, and that they would follow thee. Answer this our prayer. Grant salvation according to thy will, and be with us as we leave this place. Keep thy hand upon each one of thy dear people throughout the rest of the evening and throughout all of this week in thy will. Guide us and protect us and be with us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen.